Major League Baseball play-by-play announcer Dave Van Horn, a former Richmond broadcaster, has just been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame and awarded the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Baseball Broadcasting. After calling Richmond Braves games for 3 years, Dave was the voice of the Montreal Expos for over 30 years from their beginning in 1969, and he's currently the principal announcer for the Florida Marlins. Congratulations, old friend.
Well, thank you, Wayne. Yesterday, I got the call from the Hall of Fame. President Jeff Idelson called me at 10:20 on Wednesday morning, and I was just absolutely overcome with emotion. It was it's a thrill of a lifetime. It's the highest honor that can be bestowed upon a Major League Baseball broadcaster, and it was humbling, and it was also overwhelming.
Dave, this must be a bittersweet time for you, for within days of learning of your selection to the broadcaster's wing at Cooperstown, you also learned of the death of a man who you've said was helpful in getting you started in calling baseball play-by-play, Frank Soden, whose funeral brings you back to Richmond.
Well, Wayne, as you know, I was out in Roanoke, Virginia, working out there, and my broadcast career as a sportscaster began by broadcasting high school football. That led to college basketball, and then Frank called. When Frank Messer left Richmond to take his first major league job broadcasting Baltimore Orioles baseball. And Frank Soden called me and said, we need a replacement for Frank Messer. Would you be interested in coming down to Richmond and doing baseball? And I said, I'd love the opportunity. And Frank gave me that chance, and I came down here. And a funny thing happened to me on the way to the city of Richmond. The owner of the club, Romeo Champagne, sold the Richmond Virginians, and they moved. So I had moved to Richmond to do baseball, and there was no baseball to be done in 1965.
I remember that well.
But we knew right around the corner the Richmond club was going to become the AAA team of the Atlanta Braves. They moved the Atlanta Crackers into Richmond when the Braves moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta, and we had the opportunity to work together, of course, on many fronts, Wayne, but Frank Soden, myself, and Ken Tanner broadcast Richmond Braves baseball for the 3 years that I was here in Richmond doing baseball.
Dave, in your 42 years covering the Expos and Marlins, you've seen a number of great players and called some really exciting games. I know 10 no-hitters and 2 perfect games. What were some of the highlights?
Well, my resume shows 10 no-hitters, including 2 perfect games. And then Roy Halladay took care of that this year, pitching another perfect game for the Philadelphia Phillies. So I've had the pleasure and the honor to broadcast 3 perfect games. I don't know that there's any other major league broadcaster that has done 3 perfect games. But I did that, and I've done 11 no-hitters. And along the way, I've watched this parade of great talent. Starting way back in 1969, my first year in Montreal, and right on through last year, which was my 42nd year broadcasting Major League Baseball, to just watch this parade of talent come through. And it's been an absolute joy. I often joke about the fact, but there's a degree of truth to it, that when I got out of high school, I told my friends that I wanted to figure out a way that I could get through my lifetime without ever having to work for a living. And I've succeeded in that because I don't consider my job work.
Well, now you'll be joining the likes of Andre Dawson, Gary Carter, and many other great players who you covered in the Hall. That must be a great thrill.
Yeah, indeed. Particularly with our Marlins family, we're blessed to have Andre Dawson, who works for the Marlins, as well as Tony Perez, who works for the Marlins. I not only watched Gary Carter play, but I also worked with him in the booth. He worked for 3 years as my television partner in Montreal. So I've been blessed with great partners over the years. Longtime Hall of Famer Duke Snyder was my partner for 15 years. And I've been really blessed, Wayne, in my career to have had such wonderful talent alongside me. And I give them all the credit in the world. I have to share this Ford C. Frick with people like Duke and Gary and others.
Let me get you to reflect a minute on the current status of the game. Is the steroid era truly over? And is expanded instant replay coming? And what do you think of that?
Well, I'm all for the umpires getting it right, and if that means a minor expansion of replay, I certainly don't want to see balls and strikes called by electronically. But I do think there's room for replay in baseball, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see over the next couple of seasons if that doesn't get expanded. The game has changed a lot. One of the attractions of the game is between the white lines each night when that game starts, from start to finish. It's really the same game that's been played for years and years. But now the athletes in all sports, they're bigger, better, stronger, faster. And, of course, money is the biggest difference in professional sports in particular. So things have changed. You have 30 teams right now, 30 major league teams, and a lot of players through free agency and because of money are changing teams every year. So rosters are not as solid as they used to be. You and I can remember as youngsters watching the same teams, our favorite teams have the same players back year after year, and that doesn't happen anymore. So there have been a lot of changes, some of them for the good, and some you have to question.
What do you think of the proposal under consideration to add another wild card team for each league to the postseason?
That's a good question for me, because when they brought up the possibility of the wild card the first time around, I was against it. And after I saw what it did to increase fan interest, I became a fan of the wild card, and in particular when the Marlins won the wild card and went on to become world champions in 2003, there I was, someone who had been dead set against the wild card, and all of a sudden being able to broadcast my first World Series because of the wild card. So needless to say, I've changed my mind on that. I still don't want to see over half the teams going to the postseason, but as long as they keep it to 30-35% of the clubs that have a shot, I think it's terrific for the fans. It creates interest in more cities deeper into the season, and that's good for baseball.
Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn, thanks a million.
Pleasure, Wayne. Great to go back to Richmond.
It's great to see you again. Thanks, Dave.